Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meeting Ike Series for Children. First, you are a superhero show. This twice-monthly show is for adults, the parents, grandparents, teachers, therapists, counselors, nurses, and doctors who care for children. My name is Marina Liaros-Naples, and I am your host for this Blog Talk Radio show of all things holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual for children. Today's show is an introductory one to share with you some of my own background, childhood experiences, and as being the daughter, one of her three children, of a famous psychic who is also a guest here today. My siblings and I had a very unusual upbringing back in the 1960s. From organic foods and vitamins to learning how to meditate and see auras and much more, it was just not the norm of the times back then. In today's world, you find a lot of this and much more going on in everyday households. And so talk about meditation and organic foods and vitamins, that is much more commonplace in today's world than it was back then. And back then there was no internet, of course. So everything was done by word of mouth, by connecting with people at work and social activities, and by mail and by phone. Today's world, you put something out over on the internet, on one of the social medias, and it's around the globe in a matter of seconds, and you're connecting with people and learning information. We are all learning information at such a faster pace, and we are growing and evolving much quicker in today's world than ever before. And that also goes with the children in today's world, and they are much more intuitive and spiritual and psychic, much more creative than ever before. These children are labeled rainbow, crystal, indigo, and old souls. And some of them, and unfortunately, in today's world, and before too, they've been hushed, drugged, they've been mislabeled, even outcast, coveted, exploited, and overlooked. They've been prized and set above others. Yet in the right hands, these children are recognized for their innate abilities, they're nurtured, they're guided, and they excel in bringing this world into a much more gentle realm of existence than ever before. Who are these advanced souls in small bodies? Where did they come from? Why are they here now? How can we understand and guide them? How can we reach and teach them? These are some questions that parents, grandparents, teachers, test counselors, doctors, and nurses like yourself ask. The answers are not found in textbooks. They're not taught this in school and their universities. So adults have struggled over the years to find ways to understand and properly teach children. And it's very sad that many of them threw up their hands in desperation and labeled the children with diagnosis of that they're difficult, ADHD, they have ADD, there's a personality disorder or disorders, different emotional disorders, they're delusional, all these different labels. And it's really doing these children an enormous gross injustice. What we want to accomplish here on this show, which airs twice a month, the third and fourth Thursday at noon. And what we want to accomplish here is to be able to offer different tips and tools and information and be a source of a connection for you where you can call in and speak to not only me and ask questions, but also the special guests that I'll be having on the show here today. And those guests will range in being professionals in their field from the holistic field, the metaphysical field, and the spiritual field. Today's guest is Carol Ann Leros. Carol Ann Leros is also my mother. And she, of course, will be speaking about her career, her experiences, and some of the work that she's also done with children in the past. And her career started back in the 60s, the 1960s. So she's been in the field for well over 50 years. And she is very closely tied with the Edgar Casey Association for Research and Enlightenment organization. She has been a member there for decades. She has done presentation classes, seminars, lectures, readings, and psychic readings through there as well. All you have to do is Google her name, and you know you're going to get a thousand hits. So she is also in well over 20 books worldwide, some in other languages. She has been in the movie Inner Spaces. And Inner Spaces is a documentary that was done back in the 1970s. And that is one that was narrated by Edgar Mitchell, who was one of the first few astronauts that walked the moon. And Carol Ann Leros was also on That's Incredible. It was a TV show back in the 70s. And there, I'll have her tell you a bit more about the That's Incredible show and what they did there. She should be calling in shortly here, and she will be joining us on the show. Today's show, you'll be able to call in, ask questions, say hello, and just connect with us and share some of your experiences, too, or even, you know, ask advice on some experiences that you've had. And the number for you to do that is 619-924-0837. Again, that phone number for you to call in is 619-924-0837. So we are here until 12:30 today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a little bit about some upcoming things that I have scheduled as well. This Meeting Ike Series for Children blog talk show began because of play shops and day camps that I am offering in the Western New York area at this present time, just in the Western New York area. Those are play shops and day camps for children starting from age 5 going up to 17. There are 4 different age groups. The first age group is ages 5 to 7, and those are starseed. And the starseed, I have 4 different play shops designed for them. They're an hour and a half each. And the first one is Meditation Basics. Meditation Basics is a prerequisite for the remaining elements of the play shops. The second one is The Forest. And The Forest is taken from a CD, a meditation CD that I've created. And that is where children go into the forest of forgotten magic and simple knowledge. And they go through the forest. And it's their forest. And they see what is in their forest. And I take them through. And they end up meeting Ike. And Ike is their inner knowledge elf. And there are a couple of different exercises in that meditation that I do with children. And that is the concept for the second children's play shop. The third one is called Rainbow. And it's called Rainbow because I'm using the colors of the rainbow, which are our chakra colors, our energy colors of the different chakras of our bodies and our spiritual self, our auric field. And I take them through a meditation, and I do different exercises with them. And during these play shops, we are also doing arts and crafts and doing things in a very fun way, and they get to take different things home afterwards with each of them. So very easy techniques that they'll be able to use at home on their own. And then the fourth one is energy healing, and that is where I teach them about a method called laying on of hands healing, which is a non-touch method. So we discussed that, and we discussed some other forms of healing as well, the energy healing. And once again, with that play shop, it's arts and crafts and it's fun activities. And when they leave, they take different things home with them that they've made and they've done during the session. Those are held in May, May 19th, May 26th, June 9th, and June 16th. The next age group is Star Child, and those are for ages 8 to 10. And those are held the same dates, Starseed. And those are held right after following Starseed. And those sessions are four hours each. I'm sorry. Those are 4 hours each. And both Starseed and Star Child, those are held on Saturdays. Those are Saturdays. And then I'll also be holding those again in October. Now, the Starlight and the Star Guide are for the older teens, the older kids. The Starlight is ages 11 to 13. And those are held in July, July 12th and 19th. And Star Guide is for the older teens, so ages 14 to 17 years old. And those are held on Thursdays as well, August 16th and 23rd. So the two older ones are in the summer, held on Thursdays. And the two younger ones are held on Saturdays in May and in June. If you would like more information on these and more other things that I'll be doing with children and designing to be doing with them in the future, you can contact me at meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. And the website is meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. So you can contact me there. I am offering one full working scholarship for each of the Starlight and Star Guide. And those are the two older children day camps and for qualified parties. And then also there is one full scholarship available for each of the Star Seed and Star Child play shops as well. And those are the two younger ones. So give me an email and contact me there and let me know if you are interested in the scholarship information to get an application for that, and also to get the application to sign up your child to attend one of these sessions here. The things that your children will learn during the play shops and the day camps is relaxation and meditation techniques, the energy healing methods, and their correct use, color therapy, about sacred life, astrology basics. And astrology basics is because I also have a children's activity book, and that is called Fun Signs, and that is got dot-to-dot coloring, their crossword puzzles, and different rhymes about the different astrological signs. And I'll give you an example on one is, opening it up here. Oh, here's Taurus. Snuggle up, snuggle tight. This pillow's so fluffy, just right. A soft teddy and sweet dreams with fresh flowers of spring. So please share with me a nice cup of warm cream. I'll build you a house all made of brick. I'll make the walls nice and thick. That ought to do the trick. I'll keep you safe. I'll keep you near. And of you, I'll take great care. Taurus, security and the home and all of those things are very important to them. And they resonate with all of that and the close ties. They're also very stubborn, but the poem really resonates with many of their good qualities that they do offer. And another one, I'll give you one more example here. Capricorns. Now, Capricorn, they tend to be more serious when they're younger, and as they get older, they become more playful. Doesn't mean that they don't they can't joke around and play and all of that, but there is a more serious tone to them, underlying tone to them. And once again, depends upon what's inside of their chart, their astrological chart, that can affect this as well. But basically, that is some of their more common. And it's a take it slow, think it out. This is the way I move about. I like my family, and you will too, or you will make me sad and blue. I'm awfully quiet and set in my ways, but now there's work to do and no time to play. So if you pull up a seat and wait a short while, I'll tell you some jokes that will make you howl. So you can see that this is filled with some fun things. And once again, the same thing with the play shops and day camps that we do. Now, being raised in a home environment like this, that I created this book back in my 20s, and this was back during the 1980s. So if you do some quick math, you can figure out what my age is. So growing up in a home like this is... here we go. Okay. Growing up in a home like this really created a different environment and viewpoint on things, and attending different classes and workshops is and watching my mother on the television shows as well as the radio shows, and being guest on and being part of different experiments, the scientific experiments, really brought for an unusual background. And I think I did this right. I haven't done this before. So I believe I have brought Carol on. And are you there?
I am here. Hello? I've been listening to you.
Good. All right. Very good. I was watching and then I turned around and all of a sudden I saw you on the switchboard. So I saw that you were waiting there, and because I was wondering the last time I looked over, I thought, where is she?
I'm here.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, Carol, Mom, welcome to the show. You said that you were able to hear some of what I was talking about on the show so far, right?
Yes, I heard you talking about your astrological activity book and some of the signs and so on, and you did it, as you said, back in the 80s, but it certainly applies today, as astrology does.
Yes, it does. I was just before that, I was talking about the meeting, like children's play shops and day camps that I'm offering, and I was telling about the Star Seed, Star Child, Star Light, and Star Guide, the four different groups, age groups, and a little bit about what I'll be covering in those. But what I wasn't able to get to is that you will also be presenting at two of these day camps for the older kids, the 11 to 13-year-olds with the Starlight, and then also for the 14 to 17-year-olds with Star Guides. And I did briefly mention, and I said that you will explain, I had shared that you were on Inner Spaces, with Edgar Mitchell, and how you were also on That's Incredible, and I had mentioned how you would share what had gone, what was on that show, and how that ties in with the kids, and why we have you on today, and what you'll be doing with the day camps. So
yes.
The floor is yours, and welcome.
Okay, well, some of the things that I'll be doing with the children is something that we did with the blind children when we worked with them. We worked with blind children from the ages of 6 to 14 at that time, although this one technique, for example, I don't care what your age is. I don't care if you're 6, you're 10, you're 17, you're 77. Going into unfamiliar situations, whether it's meeting new people, whether it's changing schools, whether it's going into a new classroom, meeting a new teacher, meeting a whole new group of people your own age, if you change schools, all those unfamiliar situations, one of the things that seemed to work really well and helpful for everyone, I don't care what the age is, but we're talking right now about teenagers and younger people, is the what is called today remote viewing. back when I first designed this technique, I called it mind traveling because that's what it felt like. It felt like my mind was traveling to a place I'd never been, and then I described it. Well, what we did, for example, with the blind children, is just before lunch, I had them remote view to the lunchroom and go into the kitchen and pretend to smell the smell. What are we having for lunch? And pretend to pick up the tops of pots and look inside and smell and pretend to taste. And then, get everything we were having for lunch. And then because it was now a break for lunch, we went over and then they could verify how accurate their impressions were. Because I don't care if you're blind or sighted, going into any unfamiliar situation, a new place you've never been, a new school, whatever it is, everyone is self-conscious. Everyone is nervous. And so by practicing with those kinds of things, like what we were having for lunch, gave them the confidence then because they discovered that they were quite accurate about what we were having for lunch. Well, how did that work? Well, I don't, again, care if you're 6, 17, or 77. We all have very active, very good imaginations. And so I have the children pretend to, there's a double standing next to them, and pretend to project that double that will call your mind up into the air and then travel to the address. Let's say you're going to a new school, and of course you're nervous. Well, you go to that, you pretend to fly to that school. And you pretend to walk around that school, and you pretend, you imagine that you're walking through the classrooms where you'll be, and you're meeting the people there, and so on. And so by the when you get there, you can verify your impressions. Well, yeah, there was a wall there, and yes, there was a mirror here, and yes, the hallway did go this way, and yes, my classroom was here. You know, and so on, and so you get the feedback as to how accurate you are, and you have already been there in your imagination, and so you're familiar. Now, one of the blind adults that I worked with did that when she had to go to a bowling tournament in Washington, D.C., and had never traveled alone, even though she was in her 40s, I believe, at the time, and she walked around her hotel room to familiarize herself so she wouldn't bump into things and fall over things. And when the bellman took her up there, she told him, this is the wrong room, because she said everything was wrong. The beds were on the wrong side of the room. The colors were wrong, you know, et cetera. And the bellman, here he is talking to a blind woman, called down at the desk, and indeed, they were on the wrong floor. The blind bowlers were on a different floor. So you see the way that can help you relax, because we're all self-conscious going into unfamiliar situations, unfamiliar places, meeting people we've never met before, whether they're, you know, our same age, whether they're older, whether they're younger. We're all nervous. We're all afraid. And so by doing that kind of a technique, which is really pretending and imagining, you're pretending you're flying. Well, most of us have had flying dreams, haven't we? And aren't those exciting? Well, this way, you're wide awake and you pretend to fly to that place, to that address, and find out where everything is. And more than likely, when you do it, because 99.9% of the people who do this, be them adults or children, say, well, I just made it up. I'm probably all wrong. And then when they get their feedback, you know, they go there and see they were right. It's very exciting. And the thing is, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is pretend and imagine. So that's one of the things that we'll be playing with in your play shops there. Another one is doing some meditation. I know you're doing meditation too, Marina, but what I'd like to get across to everyone, again, adult or child or teenager, is sitting and trying to be still and trying to clear your mind is not for everyone. Most people cannot sit still. Most people that long. Most people cannot clear their minds and think of nothing. And so
my husband falls asleep when he tries to do that.
It's true. It happens to a lot of people, yeah. But some people must move. So what about meditation and motion? So we'll talk about that. And some people are visualizers, and others are not visualizers. They're more auditory, and some are more kinesthetic, feeling. So how can you meditate in the style that's most comfortable for you? If you're visual, try this kind of meditation. If you're auditory, you know, you learn by hearing, try this kind of meditation. You can't sit still, try this kind of meditation. So it's finding what suits you, what fits you, because one size does not fit all. I don't care what it is. So
yeah, that's very true.
What's that?
I said, yes, that's very true. I find that I can meditate even when I'm doing certain boring, mindless tasks, doing the dishes, cutting up vegetables, different things. This, I find that that is a time that I can tune in and zone out and do it.
Yep, that's right. And also, one of the things that is coming out in the scientific field is that, you know, your heart is much more powerful than your brain. According to something I read years ago, and maybe it's even changed since then, is that the heart is 35 times more powerful than the brain. So when
mm-hmm.
you are looking to make decisions, trust your heart. Trust your heart to make decisions. The head helps. It's limited, though. The heart really knows the answers. So we'll work on things to open that heart chakra, pay more attention to what your heart is telling you,
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things around that. So that the next day, or you can go home and immediately use these things in your everyday life. This isn't something you would do at these play shops, and then you go home and, okay, now we're back in the real world. No, no. This is the real world. The fact that your heart can give you, who do you trust? Your heart knows. Who can't you trust? Your heart knows. And so
mm-hmm.
we'll be practicing things to become more and more aware of that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just what's nice about this is that we're holding these over at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Amherst on Main Street, and they have not only do I have a room set aside that has tables and chairs to be able to do different activities, but also there are couches and chairs. It's real comfortable, and then we also have the use of the grounds that are back behind the parking lot. Walk go through a little walk path, and it opens up to a clearing. There's a shelter there. There's a circle to sit at, a little nature path. So the setting is so ideal. I'm so excited about holding them over there. And the people at that church are such wonderful people, too. So the setting is fantastic. And the different instructors, such as you and other instructors that I have coming in for the older groups, you know, I'm just really excited about that, too. And just to do it, you know, I've been interested in children most, you know, all my life and doing different things with them and, you know, making the Fun Science Activity book and the meditation tape and the things that we've learned from you growing up since young. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, the... We have about 90 seconds left here, so why don't we have you give your website address? People can contact you over there also, and then I will repeat right now is if they want to contact for the play shops and day camps, then you can contact me at meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. And again, I have two scholarships available for each one of the age groups, so you can contact me about that for the applications for signing up your child and to see if your child is eligible for the scholarships. And Mom, Carol, and it's been great to have you here. Thank you for being on my very first show. And go ahead and give us your web address. Do you have that? I know that you
yes.
don't do much on the computer.
But I know what it is. www.carolannlieros, L-I-A-R-O-S, .com.
Wonderful. So growing up in a household with a psychic mother has been a very unusual experience, very unusual upbringing. But as you can see, you know, going out experimenting in the world and doing different things, you always come back home, just like they always say. Thank you very much for joining us, and join us again.
Okay, bye everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you.